700WLW.com.
Back with Eddie and Tracy, coming up, a guest. Gaver Tully is the fellow's name. He's written a book with his wife, 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Kids Do. Cut out the old wussification of America's children right now.
Play with a pocket knife. I see some of the things. It's all right. I mean, that's not a problem. Break a glass. That's not a big deal. Throw things from a moving car. That's really bad.
That seems a little much.
And that's against the law, too. Can't do that.
And letting a 5 or 6 year old drive your car. Yeah. That seems a little young.
That's bad, too.
Well, I mean, you sit them on your lap, but still, that seems a little young.
Drive a nail. I mean, drive a nail and throw something from a moving car. It's not the same. Or having a little kid, 5 year old,
yeah,
drive
hitting
the car.
A nail with a hammer. No big deal there. All you have to do is pop your thumb one time and you learn real quick. Some of the stuff we were just talking about included in 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. This is the co-author, Gaver Tully. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Gaver, first off, tell us how you come to write this book with your wife. You have a school, like a sleepover camp thing.
That's right. We offer a hands-on building program that we do as a 7-day sleepover. And we give the kids real materials, real tools, and we build real stuff.
So this is basically a summer camp kind of a thing. But rather than go out and ride horses and whatnot, you build stuff.
That's right. And I think it's a little cooler than riding a horse when you build a sailboat and take it out in the ocean and sail it, or build a roller coaster and you and your friends and your parents all ride it.
And what's the, you know, I'm listening at some, or reading some of the things that you say kids should do and or parents should let their kids do. Man, play with fire, throw rocks from a car?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not throw rocks from a car. Now, that's part of the idea here, though, is that even these seemingly dangerous activities are actually opportunities to learn about safety and how to manage risk. So throwing stuff from a car can be a completely safe activity if you choose the time to do it and you choose carefully what you're going to throw.
Well, what about put strange stuff in a microwave?
Well, there's the microwave.
Like a cat?
No. No poodles, never. No cats, no animals.
No cats, no animals, not your little brother. Putting stuff in the microwave is a great way to start to see the appliances in your house as tools of scientific inquiry. So, you know, cooking a CD for 3 seconds in a microwave doesn't hurt the microwave, but it really demonstrates how much power is in that little space inside your microwave.
What does it do?
Well,
I've never heard of putting a CD in there.
Neither have I.
Well, here's your listeners can do this when they get home. You take a CD that you don't care about anymore. You know, maybe it's that old Cher CD that you're sort of embarrassed to own, and you stick it on a paper towel in the microwave. You set it for full power and you hit it for 3 seconds. Now, a CD is just a thin sheet of aluminum foil pressed between two layers of plastic, and that aluminum foil is perfect for absorbing microwave energy. So you get this beautiful kind of lightning show in there for those 3 seconds, and then when you pull your CD out, it's been converted into, instead of that smooth aluminum disc, you get hundreds of little tiny squares of aluminum trapped inside the plastic.
You know, I agree with some of what you're saying as far as kind of introducing kids to things that might make you feel uncomfortable. For example, my dad, he didn't like me messing around with a saw. He says, you know what, Trace? Don't touch my saw because you're going to cut your fingers off.
Yep.
That kind of thing. So to this day, I'm afraid of power saws. And I shouldn't be, but it was because my dad kept saying, you're going to cut your fingers off and you'd never be a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah.
How did you manage to work that into the conversation?
I just came up with that.
but we're talking to Gaver Tully here. The book is 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Kids Do. Now, the thing about playing with fire, when I was a kid, we used to do that all the time. But that was back in the day when I'm so old, you could burn your trash in your backyard.
Right, right.
You had a big drum back there, and you threw your junk in there and you burned it. So we used to be able to play in that.
Used to be pretty common that people would have bonfires, or you would go to the beach and have a bonfire. And kids were pretty comfortable around fire. But in the last two generations, we see even people now have gas hibachis in the back or gas barbecues. And kids are not ever getting a chance to experiment with fire. And so the first time they get a chance, they burn themselves.
Yeah, do you really need to experiment with fire when you're a young kid, though?
I think...
At what age are we talking?
If your mom and dad's with you, sure. Throwing stuff in there, hairspray cans and whatnot, that's kind of fun.
Well, we sort of lay out guidelines for doing these activities that keep the kids safe. And the book is aimed for ages 9 to 99. There are some activities you can do in here with younger than that, but it really requires participation from the parent.
Now, don't you agree, Gay Raymond? That one of the motives for writing this book has to be that our kids are getting kind of wussified. I mean, there's a thing in this article that I was reading. You cite this woman who wouldn't let her kid. She would take him to an empty parking lot so he could ride his bike around.
That's right.
Now, when you're a kid, what's not cool about jumping on your bike and riding over to your buddy's house or down to the baseball field or something?
Yeah, I think that's true. We keep drawing these boundaries of what we think is safe behavior smaller and smaller. And finally, you know, at some point we're gonna round every sharp corner in the world, and kids are going to graduate from college and never use anything sharper than a spork, you know.
What other dangerous things can you do with your kid at home?
At home?
Yeah.
Well, number one in the book, lick a 9-volt battery.
I've done that.
Yeah.
That's harmless, though.
We've all done that. Right. Yeah. I think you mentioned earlier, drive a nail. That's a great thing for kids to learn and practice and
like that.
You know, start building. Drive the car. That's a great moment for kids to take control of that vehicle. I mean, they sit on the parent's lap, and it's a very safe activity, but it's a very empowering thing for the kids. And kids who do it at that age remember it for the rest of their lives.
Now, I see I like to do that with my 8-year-old out here on Interstate 71 in rush hour.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably not what you're talking about.
You want to do that
on Grandpa's farm or something?
Exactly. Or that's a great thing to do when you go find that empty parking lot. Let the kid drive the car. Don't send them out there in their bicycle.
What about shoot a gun?
Now, we didn't include any weapons of any sort in the topics. The closest we get to that is throwing a spear.
Where do you find a spear?
You make one.
You make one, exactly.
Or you find an Indian and steal his. But you know what? I have when I was a kid, we always had BB guns. I don't know about you, Trace.
Yep.
I had a BB gun from the time I was probably 8-9 years old. And we were always taught, you know, very basic stuff. But I don't got a problem with that. I have a BB gun for my boys. We go and shoot cans all the time. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But you don't like the weapons thing.
Well, it's just it becomes a political topic when you put it in a book, I think.
Well, you have the pocket knife. I mean, that can be a deadly weapon.
That's true. But it's also the first sort of universal tool that you get as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can be a spatula, a screwdriver, a knife. There's just 1,000 things you can do with a pocket knife. And kids, especially in cities, just aren't getting them anymore.
Gabriel, you know, the first time that I realized that our kids are getting wussified, when they started putting rubber in playgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a lot of people who think that's a great idea, and that's all good, I suppose. But you know what? Hey, that's half the fun of being a kid when you fall off the monkey bars and break your collarbone.
I was recently in Casper, Wyoming, talking to a mother, and she was saying that her parents' group had almost kicked her out of the group because she was taking her child, letting her 5-year-old go on the tall slide, not just the short slide for toddlers.
That's stupid.
Hey, Gaver, what kind of name is that?
Gaver. Gaver's the kind of name you get when you grow up in Northern California.
it's not like, I don't know, Norwegian or...
Okay,
yeah, that's
so
a strange name.
It is the, in Norway, the Netherlands, it's the name for Santa Claus. It means giver. The person who gives,
very good.
But my folks pretty much made it up. I mean, there's a long story, but we need half an hour and a beer to get through it.
Hey, Gabriel. Well, first of all, thanks for joining us. Just kind of wrapping it up, and I'm from Southern California. That's interesting. You're from Northern California. No, just trying to wrap this up. But you talk about dangerous things that parents should let their kids do. It is what it is.
It is. It is what it is, and it's time. It's time for people to. to take personal responsibility for deciding what is and isn't safe for their kids to do, rather than letting the newspapers and all the horrible stories we hear dictate what is safe for children to do.
Well, there you have it. Gaver, if your kid grows, if people listening right now, if your kid grows up to be a wuss, it ain't because Eddie Tracy and Gaver Tully didn't try to help.
That's right, and they can head on over to 50dangerousthings.com and get a copy for themselves.
Thanks so much, brother.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Take care.
Goodbye, Cincinnati.
So there's going to be now.
See you, Gaver.
So what's it's not Gazer. I know you were hoping his name was going to be Gazer, but it's not Gazer. No, I hope that people aren't like, we don't see roofs of houses being blown off because somebody goes, was it 3 seconds in the microwave or 30 minutes? I don't remember.
You know, I don't know why I was thinking that kids should throw things from the car.
Right? You said
I think that was what my dad taught me.
Throw rocks from the car. I don't think encouraging kids to throw rocks out of car windows is necessarily a good idea there, Gazer.
Gazer.
Tracy adds a little longevity to Chuck's job.
Oh, and letting little kids drive your car.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to have to do that now. It sounds like fun. Daddy's all liquored up. Time for you to drive, boys. Hey, if you're going to let your kid drive your car, let him do it in style the first time, huh? Fingers again for Jeff Wilder, Cadillac, Ralph Ford. In regard to our guest, Jason says, my kid aren't wusses. I've done everything that guy mentioned. We have a fire pit. I let my kids throw wood in there. Let them drive my Suburban sitting on my lap. The CD thing in the microwave is cool. We went sledding in my John boat. What is that? I let them use my drill to drive in a screw and a door jam. They're 4 and 2.
Wow.
Well, 4 and 2 to drive the truck is a little much.
And don't let them play soccer. That'd be another.
Are you talking?
Toughen them up.
Talk about roughhousing kids. Rod in Norwood, buddy, we haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Eddie, Tracy, how you doing?
How you doing, Rodney?
Oh, real good. I really like, you know, using the microwave on things and, you know, experimenting and letting the kids' mind work, you know, and teach them about science and everything. Junior, bring Charlie over here. All right, hold on a second. Now, I'm going to use this 9-volt battery. Junior, okay, tell him to, hold on a second. Now, he's going to lick this thing. All right. Hold on a second. Oh, hold on a second. Now, you'll be all right. You are there?
Stings at first.
He's all right. Now, anyways, now that'll toughen a kid up.
Now, Ron, if that's not your kid, I don't
know. Is that just one of those little night?
Junior, give him a glass of water or something. All right.
That's one of those little batteries that just goes in like a fire alarm, right? Like a smoke detector?
Yeah, exactly. A little 9-volt battery. Give him a glass of water. He'll be all right.
How old was Charlie?
He's 8 years old. But anyways, he'll be all right. Anyways, but I like using the microwave on different things and teaching the kids about science and everything like that. Right. You know, as far as like, you know, you can find a lot of things around the house to entertain them. And a lot of times, like, you know, the CD thing in the microwave, that's a great idea. Right. I've experimented with other things, too.
Listen, I don't think you should be trying to toughen up other people's kids, though.
Well, I mean,
that's not your kid to be toughening up. You're just supposed to be watching.
He's going to be all right. I mean, there's no harm done to the kid as far as, you know, it hurts at first, but, you know, no pain, no gain. Kind of, you know, he'd be, you know. But anyways, I mean, I did it with Junior all the time. I mean,
well, Rod, an 8-year-old, if he's that upset, he's old enough to be able to tell his parents what happened.
A lot of the parents really don't care. I mean, you know, like I said, there's no marks on the kids or anything like that. But, you know, but, you know, they're teaching kids. I mean, this is stuff that they will not learn in school. There's certain things that they will not teach your kids in school. And they're going to, you know, I like teaching the kids about fire. I'll tell you another thing. You ever take like an aerosol can and put a lighter up to it? That's another.
That's really dangerous, Rod. Really dangerous. Don't do that. That's dangerous. You mean like hairspray and everything?
Like hairspray and you put a lighter up to it. I've seen that done before. That is dangerous, brother.
But I mean, that teaches kids about fire, teaches them to respect the fire, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's about education. I mean, they ain't going to teach this stuff to your kids in school. You tell me one kid, you know, or a teacher in this country, what teacher's going to do that?
No, you know, listen, the battery thing was bad enough, but stay away from the fire and the aerosol and the hairspray and light. Don't do that, Rod. You're gonna start a big fire.
All right. I mean, they're fine. I mean, they, as far as like you need to teach them, like a kid's mind is like a sponge, and they absorb a lot of things at a younger age. You know that. I mean,
well, Rod, but you don't want them to absorb the wrong stuff, and you don't want them getting hurt.
Well, Eddie, take a seat. When you get home with your boys tonight, all right, you got any CDs that you just hate or anything?
Sure, yeah.
All right, now I want you to conduct this experiment, all right? I want you to take that CD that you do not like, put it in the microwave. Now, don't do it for 3 seconds, all right? I want you to put it in there for 30 seconds, all right?
No, Rod, that guy said 3 seconds is plenty, and I don't want to be blowing up my microwave, and I don't want to, yeah.
Eddie, do it for 30 seconds.
I ain't doing it for 30, Rod. Thank buddy, I got to get to news.
All right.
But don't be teaching the little kids to do stuff like that. No, that's all we need is for somebody to misunderstand. That guy said 3 seconds.
Would you send your kid to Rod's daycare?
Probably not.